Okay, folks, Mike here, and for today's B-roll, some quick thoughts on the remake of Ocean's 11. Yes, kids, the franchise did not start with George Clooney. Ocean's 8, the Sandra Bullock-led heist film that I think the best way I can describe this thing is it's the cinematic equivalent of a little kid who decides to play dress-up and put on daddy's work clothes. And I want to be very clear in saying that no part of that comment is actually gender-related in any way. For the most part, probably the best thing here is the cast. Sandra Bullock is basically doing a great George Clooney-esque performance. She's got that deadpan delivery down. She knows what beats to hit, when to hit them. Does good work. Cate Blanchett is the Brad Pitt of this movie, and frankly, I think she outpitted Brad Pitt. Her character is easily the most fascinating of the film, and I kind of wish she had had more screen time. Same with Rihanna, which, not something I ever thought I'd say about Rihanna. They don't give her character a whole lot. You get just enough to be interested in her and get left wanting more. And then, on the flip side, there's characters like Awkwafina.
Who?
Exactly. I feel like she's just there to be ghetto and speak ghetto and just act out every ghetto stereotype she can pull off. That said, what I would say is, overall, if you like heist films, You're gonna have fun here. Like I said, it is a good movie. If you're looking for something on par with the Ocean's 11 franchise that Steven Soderbergh did, this doesn't quite get there. It's like there are points where the movie hits story beats that it feels like it's just hitting because the George Clooney Ocean's 11 hit those same notes, so this movie has to do it too. And then the movie should end. The heist is over. Everybody meets up to discuss like how they're gonna distribute their stolen goods and so forth. This is where the story should wrap up, but it keeps going. It's like the writers suddenly went, oh wait, we forgot to do this, this, and this. Let's quickly throw it in now. So I would say I'm gonna give this 3 out of 5. I did have fun with it. The main thing I would say is you're probably gonna want to temper your expectations a bit because everybody in front of the camera is great. Everybody behind the camera, They're trying real hard, but while Soderbergh does produce this one, I wish he had been in the director's chair for this as well. I know there were reports recently that he had retired, but dude, let's be honest, come on, you were never gonna leave. I think he could have done much better with this material. There are plot points that they bring in. For example, the fate of Danny Ocean kind of bookends the movie, but there are places where they could have tied it into the plot a little more tightly, and they don't do it. There are cameos from the Ocean's 11, 12, and 13. Elliot Gould does show up. The dude, I can't remember his name, who played Chen, the little Chinese acrobat, he shows up, but he's utterly wasted. He comes in at a point where there's no need for him at all, or really that scene in general. However, I will also say the one cameo that I think a lot of people did seem to be worried about leading up to the release of the film, it's not there. Matt Damon's not in it, which, in all honesty, thank God. I don't know where they would have put Linus. And his scenes were allegedly cut, but I don't know where you would add him. I didn't see anything that felt like they could have put him there. But, yeah, again, 3 out of 5, Ocean's 8, it tries, but it's close to the level. I would like to see a sequel because I think they can do better. So, yeah, with that, I'll see you whatever the next thing I record is.